I hope you're enjoying a happy Sunday. It is a privilege to be able to come into your listening environment, whether it's your home or your car, or wherever you happen to be, and bring the message of the Word of God. I really consider it quite an honor to be part of these Sunday broadcasts. A little bit about myself. I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the United States, and raised through 12 years of private military school, joined the military, went to university, became an actor, left the acting world to write, and along the way, I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Once that realization took place in my life changed, both internally as I began to acknowledge Christ and live for Christ, and externally as God began to steer me toward a different destiny than the one I had chosen for myself. At the time, I was an I was a salesman. I was working in sales, and I was building my own company. I was president of Mike Klump and Associates, a sales company in Dallas, Texas, in the USA. But God called me from that and asked me to go and study the truth. He didn't call me into the pastorate at that time. That call came later. But God challenged me to go study the Word of God, to study. I chose at the time to go to a small college in Tennessee, but my older brother, Fritz Klump, convinced me that it would be better if I wanted to study the Bible to go to Dallas Theological Seminary. I was a very young Christian, had never heard of Dallas, chose it randomly, and at my brother's encouraging, and they accepted me, and I studied the Word of God at Dallas Theological Seminary. Later, it led me to the streets of cities like New Orleans, Dallas, Chicago. It's led me to various slums and various destinations in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, in the United States. And I have worked off and on for 30 some odd years as a pastor. In all those circumstances, God has been at work guiding me. This morning, let's read together Philippians chapter 1, verses 12, 13, and 14. Now, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. Paul, in Rome, under arrest, has looked at his circumstance and given us this encouragement. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. His selfless humility, his selfless desire to please God and to allow God to work in his life leads Paul to consider that his circumstance is not a hindrance, but his circumstance is something that God is using to continually advance the gospel. Paul searches the horizon and notes that even the brothers and sisters have grown in confidence because of his situation. Are you willing to let God work in your life? Are you willing to let God change your destiny and mold your future? Paul seems to think this is a wonderful attitude for us to possess, one of total trust, total confidence, total security in God's ability to lead and mold in our lives. Have a great week.